What do you call a stingy person? Somebody just won't spend a nickel no matter how.
Tightwad.
What do you call it when a person is dressed in real funny looking clothes that just don't go together at all? I mean, you know, they're really outlandish. Just
sissy.
Sissy?
Yeah.
I think I know where you got that from. You've been looking at some of these guys with the flowers in their hair and all that sort of thing. Well, is there any other term that anybody uses, you know, for just ordinary people who say not a person like one of the hippies, but say somebody who's you know, just not dressed very well. They come to church in something that just doesn't look like it ought to be in church, and well, maybe part of it looks like it belongs in church and part of it doesn't, or something like that, you know. Is there any special term for that at all?
I don't believe that.
All right.
Right offhand.
All right, then. Do you have an expression or a phrase or kind of a way of saying that goes along with it, with saying that somebody is putting on their good clothes, you know, getting dressed up to go out for a good night on the town or something like that? Do you have any special phrase for that?
I don't think so.
You don't have any?
Well, there's nothing more than so. He's a dudeing up for something.
All
that
right.
We know.
All right, that's what I was looking for. How do you say it when say an older person like yourself that's real lively like you are? How do you speak of that person's being lively?
He's still got plenty of life in him.
All right. What do you call a person who's lazy, who just not going to do any, you know, just doesn't want to really try to do anything real hard?
Just soreness in him.
That's
all I get.
There's no special term for a person that's just kind of lazy and unambitious and just kind of just lies around doing nothing all day
long? Just laziness, I reckon. Lazy about the only thing you can account for.
What do you call the bird that looks for insects in tree trunks, you know, goes around?
Peck of wood. Some call them sapsuckers. Peck of wood, but I believe it. I believe they call them sapsuckers and peck of wood, frankly.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass? Now, this doesn't fly. He just jumps around a lot.
That would be a cricket or a grasshopper.
What about... And this is going to be something slightly different. I guess what I'm looking for is going diagonally across a field, just cutting across a field like that. Do you call that anything?
Nothing more. Just went the shortcut to get to his point.
Do you have a name for that direction or anything like that?
No, I don't think
so. What about somebody who just goes every which way, you know, just goes every which way in the world, just goes all over the place, you know, just scatterbrained almost. You have any name for a person that just you know, can't make up his mind, is and just
just be a scatterbrain.
Just be a scatterbrain.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? All right. Do you have any special names around here for evil spirits? You know, or you know, like a house that, you know, got evil spirits, somebody thinks is it's got some spooks in it or something.
Yeah,
like
haunted house or so on. I wouldn't.
Do they call it a haunted house?
Haunted house.
Is
yeah.
that what it is? Well, what do they call it when? What do they call the evil spirits that are in the house? Do you know? I'm using that term because I don't want to.
I don't know.
They just. What about something that brings bad luck, or some kind of charm, or some kind of thing that you see and it brings you bad luck? What do you call that? You know,
unlucky.
Well, I mean, for instance, say you saw
people say 13th is unlucky.